This is Tumbleweed Smith, Bones in the Big Bend. Details in a moment on The Sound of Texas.
It's a unique blend of history and archaeology is what our organization is all about, and there's not very many other organizations in the United States that really kind of blend those two like we do.
Andy Cloud is director of the Center for Big Bend Studies, located on the campus of Selwa State University in Alpine.
We try to investigate prehistory and history of the region. That involves a lot of legwork out in the landscape, doing test and larger scale excavations, and then eventually publishing our works and disseminating them to the general public and other professionals.
He is familiar with the area.
I spent about a year and a half down at Big Bend National Park working as a park ranger / archaeologist. Also worked for Parks and Wildlife shortly after they got Big Bend Ranch State Park.
One site along Terlingua Creek indicates life there 4,000 years ago.
A little further downstream, we're working at a site that actually goes back about 11,000 years. Our earliest named group of people are the Clovis culture, and that was about 9,500 to 8,900 BC. The next group was the Folsom culture, and they're about 8,900 to 8,200 BC. And the site we're working at is kind of right in that period that could be one or could be the other.
He says he investigates very cold cases, and it takes good detective work to figure out about how the people lived.
There's a lot of fun in that. When I got into archaeology originally, I was thinking the best part would be the field work. And I still greatly enjoy the field work, but through time, the analysis phase and then the writing phase, those parts of it are very fun because you get to start learning pieces of the behavior.
His group studies archaeology from Pecos to El Paso.
We've actually surveyed something like 65,000 acres of Big Bend National Park. By survey, I mean we have literally walked across that landscape trying to find every shred and bit of human presence on that landscape of those 65,000 acres. And while we were doing that, we have recorded 1,550 sites.
Andy Cloud of Alpine. The center has its annual conference on November 11th and 12th. I'm Tumbleweed Smith with The Sound of Texas.